Hello and welcome. Today I'm at the prestigious Rugby School in Warwickshire, surrounded by gorgeous artworks in the Lewis Gallery here. And that's why we're here. I've got staff and students here with me to talk about how Microsoft Surface Studio has made art teaching a much richer experience. Let me introduce you, Amy. Amy Farrelly is one of the teaching staff in the art department. Perhaps you could just tell us a little about the school.
Rugby School was established in 1567, and we're a thriving independent boarding school with 813 kids. We teach everything from art, photography, textiles, graphic design, painting, sculpture, design technology. They need to be able to write as well as create a beautiful photograph, and they need to be able to explain themselves visually as well as in written format. And I think our students find that freedom here. I think they come in and they think, wow, this is amazing.
So with that freedom, how do you see your role as a teacher?
The way that I teach is through exploration, positive motivation, support. I like to create lifelong learners.
And how much does technology play a part in that?
Young people today want the latest technology, and they learn it quicker than I do, and they're able to make this an everyday part of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Andrew, I guess it's your job as IT director to make sure that technology is available. What made you choose the Surface Studio over other similar products on the market?
We were looking for a tool that would give the staff, or the teachers and the students, an advantage coming forward for A-levels and such like. So we were looking for a Windows-based solution that would match or better an Apple Mac, and the Surface Studios came up. I looked at one. We got one in as a trial, and it ticked all the boxes quite quickly. And we were one of the first schools to grab them as they came off the boat into the country.
So it ticked the boxes from an IT perspective. What about from an academic point of view?
The Surface Studio offers so much more than what we've had in the past. And I feel we were limited in what I could offer students in terms of my knowledge, in terms of taking it to 21st century and taking it to that next level.
What does next level mean in this context?
One of the things that we've used in the past is Mac. I was a Mac user for 20 years, and I have to say I am actually converted. This is something I never thought I would say, but the level of intense colors, the availability to work zooming in and close up and to airbrush and to get something absolutely spot on correct is phenomenal, absolutely fantastic.
I suppose the question we're edging towards is how the students get on with it. Fortunately enough, we have some of your students with us, Amy. So, Georgia, what do you think of the Surface Studio?
I love it. It's really good. And I don't think half the things we do would be possible without having it. It just also means you can have so many more ideas because you know that so much more is open to you. And you can use so much on this computer to do different things that your ideas aren't blocked by, oh, I'd love to do this, but I can't, because you can.
And Saskia, you're in the pre-U art and design course. What effect have the Surface Studios had on the way you approach your coursework?
Yeah, I think we're a lot more involved in getting our images to get like the perfect quality with these, because they're so big and you can like rotate them, so you can really make sure that everything is perfect.
Amy, how easy are they to work with?
When these arrived, the first day of school, it was like Christmas for everyone. And the students were so excited, and we're still getting to know them, still getting to use them and learning something new about them every single day.
I can see how this kind of technology would be useful for, I don't know, video animation or graphic design. But what about other disciplines?
It's fantastic for digital art and also mixed media pieces. We're not just talking digital art and illustration. We're talking, they're scanning work in, they're working from negatives, they're working from pieces in the dark room, and it's becoming is taking a life of its own. So when they're able to take a flat photograph, scan it, put it into the Surface Studio and begin to work with layers and begin to maybe work in a slideshow or begin to animate or add music, they're taking it to that next level, which is what we want in the curriculum. We want students to go deeper and more meaningful. So for them, it's becoming a very natural extension of their learning process.
When I was at school, we didn't have any of this. Digital art just wasn't a thing. It was all paintbrushes and clay and pencils. But by the time you'd finished whatever it was you were doing, you'd have a thing you could hold in your hands and say, I made that. Do you think your students still get that sense of, I made this?
They're buying into creativity, but they're also getting that sense of accomplishment. Oh, I can create this. I can do this. I can make a stop action video if I want to. I can make clay figures. I can put this to video. I can edit my photos and blow them up and really fine tune the lighting, work on the contrast and the tone. So the software we use is fantastic with the touchscreen. Absolutely fantastic.
Is it just the Surface Studios that you're using, or have you gone for any of the peripherals that work with them?
We use the dial mainly for color choices, really quick color choices, and being able to add volume, lower, all those kind of basic functions. And the kids are loving it.
Ted, you're a student here as well. Do you use the Surface dial or the pen?
It's quite useful with the dial, but it's quite easy to zoom in. It's quite practical. And the pen, a lot more detail.
Is using a pen on a touchscreen a more natural way to create, would you say? Does that make sense as a process?
So, I mean, I think the pen actually, and the way an artist holds a pen, the nib, the diameter of the pen, whatever mark making, a lot of photography and what we're doing in here is mark making. So they're not just tracing, they're actually creating marks within an image. And being able to have this and do that directly onto a photograph is fantastic. Absolutely amazing. And the kids love them. They'll use it either as the mouse, pretty much, and they'll use it to click and drag things. But my students are primarily using it to draw with.
So it sounds like your students have really embraced this new kit. But Andrew, what has been the impact of having to integrate all this new stuff with your existing IT infrastructure?
From an IT point of view, it gives them the tool set to do their Windows Access Control, their OneDrive, their shared areas, using all the Office 365 components that we've rolled out at school. We use System Center, we roll out all updates on a security, both operating system updates automatically from System Center back in the IT department. We have full visibility of who's on the machine, what's going on, and any problems that can actually crop up, so we can actually be proactive rather than reactive to any issues on a Microsoft platform.
That out-of-the-box integration must have been well received by your team.
Well, they were blown away. We got one, brought it over, set it up within the IT department. We put Adobe on it, and we went, whoa, that's something special. The actual resolution that it was offering blew people's minds away. So we got the Amy in, have a look at it, and coming from a dedicated Mac background and looking at a PC-based solution, she just went, I want one, or I want as many as you can get.
So that really vindicated your decision then?
It's ticked all the boxes as an education tool for rugby. We had a list of going up against the iMac 27th, and it did that. We've then tied it into the Windows domain, so it gives you all the joys of being a Windows-based computer, plus all the tools for an art stroke design installation, all in one box, a very small footprint of the box. Lovely big screen, excellent resolution.
Amy.
Again, it comes back to the desire before we were limited and what we could produce. We had compatibility problems, we had all sorts of things happening, and now we have none of that, we just create.
So Amy, big picture, what has having Surface Studios done for your department?
Before, photography was an A-level subject only, and we had most of the upper school involved in the facilities and coming in, but Eric is year 10 and is passionate about filmmaking. He wants to do this, and you know, having a facility like this and having the Surface Studio, he's now able to come in, and we can now work with him and develop his passion and his interest in it throughout the next 4 years. And I think that will be really, really transformational, actually, for his education. I do think that it's providing them so much more. It's all in one. It's all in one unit here. And it's just providing them that little edge over our competitors or the next school or so forth. And I think they appreciate that. I think they know they're using something that is transformational.
You're on the pre-U course, Ted. What does having these Surface Studios mean for you?
It's really helpful. So looking around at unis, a lot of the unis don't actually have this technology, and I didn't realise how much we had to offer here. So So it makes everything a lot easier, and it's quite good for making our portfolios a lot better for when we're looking at these unis.
Andrew, hearing that feedback as Director of IT here must be gratifying. Are you happy with your decision to take the Surface Studios?
If I could buy another 30 now, I'd buy another 30. It's made that much difference within the design department that the fact that we've got one single operating system that we don't have to then divert resources to just deal with Apple Macs. My master plan is to replace another complete iMac studio with at least another 10 of these going forward in the next financial year.
Wow. And Amy, what have the Surface Studios done for the students and their work?
I think it allows further imaginative leaps, and that's what we want. If you want your students to take their work to the next level, if you want your students to dive into the curriculum and really work in different small little nuances to big statement pieces, this is going to provide it.
So when you say the next level?
Their level of work has improved. It's up here. They're meeting deadlines faster. They're able to create content at a faster rate. That's better. That's better quality. That is meeting all the assessment objectives right off the bat. So from a grading and marking standpoint, you can look at this really exciting work and be like, wow, this is amazing, this is fantastic, where are you gonna go from here? And that is what's thrilling to me as a teacher, is seeing the kids buy into it.
As I said at the start, we're sitting here in the Lewis Gallery surrounded by this beautiful, varied artwork that's been produced by your students with the help of the Surface Studio. Amy, you must be proud of what your students have accomplished.
Look at that. I mean, that is absolutely stunning. And that is an A-level piece. That's not something in a magazine right now, and that's not something at university. My kids are able to produce sleek, you know, completely fantastic prints and works of art. We could not do this a year ago. We could not do that.
I don't think we're going to top that. So let's wrap up here. Thanks to Amy Farrelly and Andrew Waples and Eric, Georgia, Ted and Saskia for your time. Honestly, I think what you've all achieved here with the Surface Studios is fantastic. So thank you for sharing your experience with us. And thanks to you for listening. I hope you'll keep an eye or an ear out for our next discussion. Thanks and goodbye.